Is there a word of encouragement for us?
I just feel like we're all the same. It's a new year, and there are new things that are coming, and a new room sweeps clean. So it was just, more of an encouragement for each one of us to be encouraged and to be encouraging of each other as well. I'm having a real sense of that. Just my quiet times.
Thank you.
So, new year, new things.
New year, new things.
This morning I went for a walk across the Waikato River up there in Stock and prayed and asked God forgiveness for the many things I don't do and some of the things I don't do that I should, and offered myself back to him to say whatever he might want. And today when I come into there, I had so much excitement. I seen the people, and I think God would want to tell each one of you there's nothing that you're not capable of. Mm-hmm. One thing. Mm-hmm. Who was the last person you prayed for outside of the church? Who was the last person you spoke encouragement to? Who was the last person you spoke as you're walking down the street and seeing someone looked a bit miserable? Did you pray for them or pray for them quietly? There's so many opportunities God is trying to impress upon us that we have. Mm-hmm. And they seem so small. But they're not small. If it's of God, it's big, no matter how small it appears to us. Because we don't know what that will be. And today I just feel to encourage each person sitting here that God has a call on your life. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you're older, you're full of wisdom, so impart it. Let it out. Because this is what God wants for us. It's the small things that turn into big things. There's enough things going on in this world we should be praying for. We have got an excuse that we've got nothing to do. You watch the news and you're full of horror. But there's things to be praying for. There's things for our country to be praying for. And I feel the church in New Zealand, if it gets on its knees, we're going to see things happen. Because it always happens in prayer first. I think that was what God is trying to encourage me, to spend more time with him and listen with both ears and our heart. I'm just so thankful I came today to be part of this.
I just reminded when we were taking communion this morning about how much Jesus did for us, what it cost him. Just, haven't had communion for a while and sort of don't think about it much. And, but beautiful communion just is a real reminder of what it costs him. It's a lot. And so I think that, for us going into the new year, it's what can we do for him in return?
And just one at a time, I guess.
Well, I just like to share something that happened this week. When I do a children's talk, I always pray about it, and so far God has put into my mind a germ of an idea that I should work on to bring this to fruition. And I knew this day was coming up. And on Tuesday morning when I got up, I went into the bathroom, and here, lying on the floor, was this tiny white feather. And I thought, how on earth did that happen? I didn't bring it up on my clothes at all, because it wasn't there last night. And the window was only open no more than that. And I was upstairs. Now, I've got white ducks, and they shed feathers every so often. How on earth this little feather got off? I opened up and flew up and in the window and landed on the floor. I do not know, only God knows that. And I thought, well, it's just so beautiful, I won't throw it away. side. And the next day, I talked to Doug about a children's talk, a theme, which are five. And I thought, wow, I can think of something that weighs very heavy like food. And now I've got something that weighs nothing at all like food. So I've got it in a very different place.
However many others have gone.
Last week when I took the church service, I had just in front of me were coming names of people in the congregation. I just sensed that God was just wanting to encourage us with something. So I want to share that this morning. Because we had a lot of visitors last week and it wasn't just our own church family, it just seemed inappropriate to share that publicly. I just wanted to share about what I spoke about was about making a difference and being the people that God wants us to be. And I think Karen is here this morning. Yeah, Karen. There is just a couple of things to illustrate making the difference. It's like when we have a job, we just think, oh, I'm a farmer, I'm a housewife, you know, I look after the kids, I'm, you know, whoever I am. And so we don't really put it into this perspective of being where God has put us to be strategic. And Karen came straight to mind as a vet. And I thought, you know, Karen could so easily think, I'm a vet, I go on the farms and I look after animals and all that sort of stuff, whatever I do. But you're also a perfume carrier. So that wherever we go, we carry the fragrance of Christ with us. So she's not just a vet, she's also a perfume carrier. And we might think she's got the perfume of stock. She's got the perfume of Christ all over. And another person that was here, and Joe, you might like, I can't see John, but Joe, you might like to pass it on to John, because here's another one coming out. And as I was preparing, these people were just sort of like standing around me at the table, I could see pictures of them. And for John, it was, you know, he's in the council. And a lot of people go into council because they want to be part of politics, they want to sort of do things like that. And I thought, John's not there just to be a councillor, he's there to make a difference. And I thought, so often when we go into jobs like that, we don't really get the picture that we need to make a difference, we need to make a huge difference. And you can think of all sorts of things that happen in places that we go. It might be in a retail place, it might be at school, it might be wherever it is. But we're not just there to go to school or be in a house looking after kids. We need to make a difference because we've got that fragrance across the
world. Thank you.
It's interesting because the word that's come is everybody's talked about. And for me, the word this year has been this kindness to us. It's a very basic word, it's kindness. And everybody's talking again is what we are bringing, is kindness. And you can never underestimate what that is. And, we can, and I think we often underestimate the kindness of God. We put him on schedule, but even when we wake up, we're surrounded by his kindness. And throughout the day, we're surrounded by his kindness. And it's the most precious thing. And it's, like Jim said, something we're going to bring. Like I said, we're going to bring that. Wherever we go, we're going to bring his kindness.
Thank you.
You mentioned earlier on about the land of promises that we've got, and that's amazing. Some things are automatic and some things are not. The air that we breathe, don't worry about that, it's there to turn it on for us. But there's some things that we have to receive, and I believe God's been speaking over these past months on the promises that he's given to us that he wants us to receive. And a little bit like our communion here this morning, the elements can be passing around us, but we have to reach out and receive and partake and digest and allow them to enter into us. And I believe God wants to us to understand that we need to reach out with the faith he's given us and receive what he's got for us. Some things are not automatic. We need to do that. We need to reach out and receive those things.
Thank you, Ross. This is wonderful. Anyone else? excellent. Well, thank you for those words of encouragement. That's just awesome, continuing on into our world and our week and this new year together.